What's going on, y'all? This is the Claw Athletics Podcast, CAP. But this is no cap because every single episode is super focused, super dialed in on a single health topic. And everything in these episodes is based on research and 4 years of coaching actual human clients. And most importantly, every episode is so practical that you can take action on the topic today. And today's episode, we are going to dive into what I tell clients who drink. I'm going to have five principles for you. Because let's be honest, a lot of you listened to last week's episode and you thought, that was really good advice. That was really good stuff. But you know what? I still am going to have a drink. I'm still going to have a cocktail every once in a while. And if that's you, then I'm going to tell you what I tell my clients who say, Coach, I want to be healthy, but I'm going to drink every once in a while. Five principles that I give my clients when it comes to alcohol. Number one is moderation. And I will preface this by saying I do not coach anybody one-on-one who is under the age of 25 years old. So all of my clients are 25 and up. And honestly, most of my clients are around 30, 31, 32. That's about the average age of my clientele. And so when I say moderation, in simple terms, what I'm really saying is be an adult. Be an adult. You do not need to black out. Blacking out is for immature kiddos. I'm sorry if that offends you, but it is the truth. If you are 30 years old and you're blacking out on a regular basis, you are a kid. You are a child. And I said it. Again, none of my clients are under the age of 25 years old. So if you're out there in college and you're blacking out every weekend, yes, I would still advise you that you don't need to do that. But I know a lot of you are going to drown out that advice. But when it comes to my clients, I tell them be an adult. And for me, part of being an adult is moderation. When I say moderation, you know, go out, maybe have two drinks, maybe three drinks. You do not need to get drunk. You do not need to black out. It is not necessary, okay? We are in our upper 20s, 30s, maybe even 40s, maybe 50s. It's time to grow up, okay? If that hurts your feelings, I'm sorry, but somebody had to say it. So number one is moderation. Number two is hydrate. And when I say hydrate, drink that water before, during, and after your party. And a good simple rule that you can keep in mind is when you are drinking alcohol, whether it's at a party, at an event, a concert, wherever you're at, have one glass of water per every glass of alcohol. So if you have one beer, you need to have one glass of water before you get your next beer. If you have one whiskey and Coke, you need to have one glass of water before you get your next whiskey and Coke. Number three is king calorie. So if I know that today I'm going out to drink, I'm going to have alcohol today, that decision is going to shape what I have for breakfast, what I have for lunch, what I have for dinner, and it's also going to shape how I approach alcohol tonight. So if I know that tonight is my friend's wedding and there's an open bar and I'm going to drink alcohol, then breakfast needs to be light. Lunch needs to be light. And when I say light, I'm really talking about caloric intake. That is not the day to go out to the buffet for breakfast or to have the big massive brunch for lunch or to go to the wing bar for dinner when you know you're going to be drinking a lot of alcohol at nighttime. And also, when I say king calorie, I'm also referring to how you approach the alcohol. If I'm going out to a bar to drink, I want to minimize a lot of those caloric mixers. So if I'm going to drink whiskey, can I have the whiskey without having an entire bottle of Coke to go with it? Can I have the vodka without having an entire bottle of Sprite to go with it? So number three is king calorie. Be aware of your caloric intake at breakfast, at lunch, at dinner, and then also when you're drinking the alcohol. Number four is very similar to the previous one, which is plan ahead. So diving just a little bit deeper, if I know I'm going out tonight to have alcohol, to party, whatever it is, then my goal for lunch, breakfast, dinner is I want to minimize caloric intake while also getting a lot of my protein in early in the day. Now, why does the protein matter, right? We know that protein impacts protein synthesis, it impacts your muscle building process, your muscle repair process, all that good stuff. But the reality is they're not serving chicken breasts at the bar, right? The reality is they're not serving steak at the baseball game. So what I tell clients is before you go out to that big event, whether it's the bar, the concert, the wedding, whatever it is, get your protein in early because we want to hedge our bets. We don't want to plan on that event having chicken breasts on a plate waiting for us because it probably will not be the case. And so number four is plan ahead, plan early in the day. If I know I'm going out tonight to have some drinks, some alcohol, I want to minimize calories where I can and get my protein in early in the day. Finally, number five, and this might be the most important, when the party ends, go home. Take your butt home. One of the worst things that we do when we drink and we get drunk is not only did you have a full day of calories, not only did you add 500 to 1,000 calories from the alcohol at the bar, we go a step further and we go to the food truck down the street and add 1,000 calories of fast food or Whataburger or McDonald's after a full day of eating, after a full night of drinking. So number five is when the party ends, go home. You have food at home, and I promise your food at home is more healthy than whatever you're gonna find open at 3 a.m. To cover all five one more time quickly, number one, moderation. Be an adult. Number two is hydration. Okay, drink your water before, during, and after. Number three, king calorie. Make sure you are aware of your caloric intake. Number four, plan ahead. Have a plan early in the day if you know you're going out tonight. And then number five, when the party ends, go home. Now, my invitation to you is at the end of the day, I gave you five very actionable steps that you can implement, that you can try. If you do nothing else, I just want you to have a plan when it comes to your alcohol, when it comes to your party. Don't be somebody who just goes out willy-nilly, no plan. You ate whatever you wanted all day. You drank whatever you wanted at the bar. And then at 3 a.m., you went to McDonald's and ate whatever you wanted. No, just have a plan. And I promise even 30 seconds of planning out your day is going to be valuable in the long run, especially if you implement that strategy over the course of multiple days, multiple weekends, multiple months, years, so on and so forth. That little step of planning will compound over time. It will save you a ton of calories, I promise you, and it will get you closer to your fitness goals. For more health conversations, please consider subscribing to the podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Lawson. But remember, it is not enough to just listen, nor is it enough to just scroll. You must take action because nothing works unless you do the work. Go execute. Till next time. Peace.